I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
fanboy, this one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it Bonjour. In France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards. And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hi guys.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Hey.
Mercury. Does anyone else say Wednesday?
Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday.
Because it is spelt Wednesday. That's how you spell it. Wednesday.
Correct, yeah. That is how you spell it.
Because otherwise it's Wednesday.
When. So really, is there a need for a D?
It's Wednesday. Wednesday. It's a silent D. Wednesday.
Silent D, yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it would just be W-E-N-S-D-A-Y. Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday.
Instead of Wednesday. That's
if anything, it should be W-H-E-N. When. Like Wednesday.
It's not
like... No, but
Wednesday.
No, but like
if there was you a say, H, I'd go
if you
Wednesday.
Say, if you say, when are we going to the shops?
Oh, of course.
Wednesday.
When? Who? What? Where? Who?
Yeah. Who? When? What, when? Where? How?
Oh yes. When? Wednesday. When? So why is it Wednesday? Interesting.
Why is it a silent D and not the H? When?
I'm trying to think. There was always this one. There was one moment in a spelling test that I always remember. And now,
tell us.
What was the word? And I was so sure I'd spelt it correct.
But you hadn't.
But I hadn't. Now, what was the word? Now, we're going to be here for a while.
Obvious. Obvious is always
obvious.
The word that I get
but
wrong.
But it was a very... Now, oh, my God. It's on the... I'm just having flashbacks to the moment.
What year were we in?
Year four,
yeah.
Oh, no, I think it was younger, maybe. Three?
I remember doing spelling tests in year four. I think that's when spelling tests begun
what
in our primary school.
What was the word?
I don't know. We could be here for a while. Everyone just give Chintzy a minute.
Oh my God, no. I can literally see in the moment. Wait.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it was friends. Because you know what? How it's not... You think when you say friend, F-R-E-N-D, friend.
Oh. as a year four pupil,
right,
yeah.
But it's got an I in it, obviously.
Obviously.
It's like friend.
Yeah.
So that was it. Because I put
right.
friend. F-R-E-N-D. It makes so much sense.
F-R-E-N-D.
Friend.
Right.
Incorrect. Yeah. That was the one.
Anyway, happy Wednesday, guys. Welcome back. You know
the
drama. It's never ending. Happy July, by the way.
The drama never ends.
Happy July. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Summer's flying by.
These days, summer goes within a blink.
But I think... August, September. September is still summertime.
September is a beautiful month
yeah,
for the weather.
Yeah.
And even now, October, it did. No, but we went to Paris in October and it was lovely weather.
Yeah, we did.
So it
yeah.
does last on. It's just the Nova. Do you know the worst is March?
Yeah.
I fucking hate that month. I hate January, February, and March.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
The rest of it I'm cool with.
I hate Jan, Feb, March. Mm. I've said this before. Jan is the worst. I'm not
Let's not
about
think
it.
About
yeah,
it. Stop bringing us down. It's July, for God's sake.
You know what
sake.
Vlog I was watching? while I was getting ready, I put on one of Taylor R's vlogs.
Yeah.
It was from November, and it was all Christmassy. I was getting all confused. She was singing Michael Bublé with buying a Christmas tree in the vlog.
I can't even watch like Christmas episodes of Friends at this time of year.
I didn't intend it; just played.
Right.
And then before I knew it, there was Christmas trees and Michael Bublé playing.
Deck the halls.
Yeah.
It's July, beginning. Guys. So we've got our summer dresses on. We've got little trainers.
It's warm out. Got the shoulders out.
Yeah. Not today. Not currently.
But shoulder can like pop out.
Chinsey's got a dress on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. I need to get some summer dresses. I'm not really sure I've got any yet.
These are a classic.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're good day to day. Cult Gaia, that is. It's an
investment.
It's like a summer knit.
Yes.
So it offers insulation, but also is thick.
Because in the evenings it can get chilly, yeah. Especially on holiday.
In England, it's not the warmest at night, unless it's... Anyway, let's see the question of the week.
Mm. Yeah, let's dive in, guys. Chit chat. Skill talk. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy. This is a great question of the week.
Question of the week.
This is a great one. Truly.
Would you ever ask a partner
right.
to unfollow someone on social media? Hmm. We've got everyday, lol, or oh my God, no.
Now, what is my prediction? I reckon it's going to be 60-40 to... I'm not. No.
Correct. Yes! Well, we've got... Majority is, oh my God, no. So 55, it's pretty split.
That's what I
55%
got.
Is saying, okay. Oh my God, no, could never. 45% are saying every day. I'm asking people to unfollow.
So now what would be the circumstances where this would arise?
Let me read what you guys said, because you guys are always very wise. Depends on who I'm asking them to unfollow. Yeah. They shouldn't be following or wanting to follow anyone place. That makes me uncomfortable in the first place.
That's the whole argument.
It's a good point. If it's tits and arse central on their profile, they need to go.
Yeah.
I might ask why, but I wouldn't tell them to unfollow. That's a good one. Why are you following that person?
That's my stance.
That's almost a passive aggressive way of saying it's quite a good one.
And it's also
why are
like,
you following that girl?
You should be smart enough. Use your initiative to think out of respect of my girlfriend. I'm going to unfollow the tits and the boob bum page or whatever.
Mm. But what if it could just be like someone from the past? It doesn't have to be tits and ass. It could just be just a girl hanging about.
Right. Why are you still following Emily?
Yeah, but then like, why not? Is there a problem with that?
And then it's like, just makes you feel a type of way. Can you unfollow, please? Mm. It's not that deep. And then if you're fighting back, it's like, yeah, but it makes me uncomfortable that you're still following someone you've slept with.
Okay.
It was 4 years ago. Still.
Mm. So would you ask your boyfriend to unfollow someone?
Right, let's imagine my boyfriend follows an ex.
No, just a girl that you're like, oh, I don't like her.
Oh, well, I'd be like, why are you following Susan?
So you're going to ask why, yeah.
I think that's the way you go, instead of unfollow Susan. It's like, no, I don't want to tell you to.
But I'm gonna push you in the right direction.
I want you to realise that it's wrong.
Mm.
So why are you following Susan?
Mm.
You know,
is
just kind of like, that? It's a reason why you're following Susan still.
Mm.
Like that,
because we've got unfollowed recently.
Yeah, it's a strange feeling,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, by someone that we were friends with, and we've got a new girlfriend, and we've been unfollowed, and we thought, oh, that's a shame.
Like we said, an acquaintance. It was a mutual face to see around once or twice a year.
Very very brief friend.
Yeah,
but still, nonetheless.
But I can appreciate the addition of the new girlfriend. It's like, why are you following them?
Why? Yeah, because we
don't
interact.
Know them. We're not friends. Mm.
But then they still watch our story.
Yeah.
So it's a bit weird.
He does still watch our story, which then shows some intrigue going on there.
Yeah.
In us.
In our lives.
But then it's like, just watch one of our vlogs secretly.
Right.
But then your search then history on YouTube is Sophia and Chinsia.
Of course.
Then day in the life starting vlog. A whole argument. Day in the life. Full 45 minutes.
God, I hope we're not causing arguments.
No, we're not. We're not.
If I'm uncomfortable with the situation, I'd like to think they would do it without being asked.
That's my stance. I don't ever want, because I mean, it's like, I wouldn't want my boyfriend to be like, Chizzy, can you follow that person? Why the fuck are you following that person?
That's really quite aggressive.
Yeah, but I mean, probably he would approach me with more kindness, but yes, it's like you don't want to be that person.
You don't want to be told.
No, because that's like, I don't want to disrespect, you don't want to disrespect your partner.
I won't directly tell him to unfollow them, but I will drop hints about the fact that I don't like the person he's following.
Right.
Isn't it like...
So what circumstances are we telling boyfriends to unfollow people? An ex? People we don't like?
People we... Yeah.
Or is it like, are we telling him to unfollow public figures?
Public figure, surely not. I mean, come on. You can follow Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Elsa Hosk.
Yeah, for sure.
Kim K.
Yeah. Don't mind about that.
Kylie.
I don't really... Yeah, it's just... Is it necessary?
I think it would sting if it was an ex or it was someone from the past.
Yes, for sure.
Because then I think
gone.
That's just a respect thing. Mm. I think
It's because that's how we move.
Yeah, because in the...
So I want you to move the same way.
In the age of social media, a follow does mean a lot. In terms
means
of...
something.
It means something.
But then what if they
don't
just
deny
forgot?
It.
And it's like, oh, I didn't
no,
even
don't
realize.
Deny it. In this age, in this day and age, it holds weight. Mm. You're still following an ex.
It could have been a friendly breakup.
Right, it could have been a friendly breakup.
Is it that big of a deal? I don't know. It's both ways.
But, well, then you've got to check with your partner. Is this okay that I follow an ex? We are great friends. Mm. How does this make you feel? Mm. Oh, actually, I'm all right with it. Okay, lovely.
Sweet.
You know,
we move
on. A bit more communication in the zone of the followings.
Mm. So the general consensus seems to be that we're not going to ask, but we're going to hint.
We're going to make a statement about the following.
Mm. Do you know what you could do?
Because then you
could
also
be interesting.
Refer, well, I don't follow David. So why are you following Susan?
You could go on his phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
If there was one person, you could unfollow for him. Just do him a favor. Just unfollow for him. And then you could keep an eye on if he follows her back. Because if he follows her back, then it's like he was obviously thinking about her.
Shows that he's
wondering, where's she been? Typing a name and, oh, must have been followed. Let me follow her again. And if he doesn't follow her back, it's like, oh, he wasn't even aware he was following.
Clearly wasn't on his radar. Mm. And that was truly...
That would be an interesting experiment.
Yeah. Because then that would
someone
truly
wants to carry
just
that out.
Be, oh, obviously he was just following her because he was in the past.
Yeah, yeah. And she's not been on the feed. The algorithm's not been pushing her clicks to the top of the feed.
Right.
Mm. Mm. Who knows? Baby.
Okay. Help. Should I go to my ex-guy best friend's wedding? Ex-guy best friend's wedding. Yes.
Yes.
I would say.
Or why is he an ex-friend?
Okay, well, we'll see. Hi, girls.
Why have you been invited if it's an ex-friend?
Because it's sentimental. It's like, oh, she was a great friend from the past.
So more like an old friend, not an ex. An ex-friend makes it sound like it's an argument.
Right, but let's dive in. I was listening to your podcast the other day about wedding dilemmas. Religious listener, by the way.
Amen.
Oh, that's very nice. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Well, praise the Lord Jesus. And boy, do I have a... Imagine we started a cult.
How would we start a cult?
And we turned into a cult and you were worshipping us and we were God.
I don't really know what a cult is.
Okay, cults are scary. You don't want to be a part of a cult. If anyone ever asks you to be in a cult, you say no. Okay? Everyone.
Right.
You need to watch some documentaries on cults.
I'm not going to do that.
We'll get into it, but it's like... It's like someone thinks they're God, basically. But then he's got followers.
Oh.
Well... Not specifically, but then they do bad things in cults.
Right, okay.
It's not like, you know.
So it's a no to the cult if anyone asks.
Do not join a cult. They're worse than gangs. Okay. Here's the back story. So I was best friends with this guy since childhood. We basically grew up together. Same elementary school, high school, went to prom together as friends.
Aww.
And even went to the same uni together.
Wow.
Let's call him Brian.
So you and Brian are just besties.
Just
love that.
Love that for you. Honestly, it's lovely. Went to prom as friends. That is so, so cute. Brian and I were completely platonic and was truly someone I looked to as a brother.
Sure.
He's not my types and looks wise. He had even dated one of my girl best friends growing up. So never someone I was interested in that way.
Mm-hmm.
During uni, Brian had started talking to this girl casually. Let's call her Sarah.
Okay.
He had even joked with me that he could get Sarah to sleep with him on the first night, which he did. Good for Brian.
So yeah, so it's just showing the dynamic between you guys.
So it's just like,
it's
we're just mates.
Yeah,
we talk about girls,
vibes,
whatever.
Yeah.
Because of how nonchalant he was about her. I never really took her seriously as I thought she was just going to be another girl he slept with.
Okay.
Interesting. I can tell Sarah's going to play a big part in
this. Yeah, Sarah could be the bride-to-be.
However, They somehow ended up dating throughout uni. I never really hit it off with her right away, as I did not think their fling would have bloomed into something more serious. Mm-hmm. She was always timid around me, did not really engage in conversations. Long story short, Sarah was very insecure about me and Brian's friendship, okay, as we had known each other for years, which I understand. Mm. And I tried to bring it up with Brian, but he kind of just brushed it off under the rug. So I just kind of left it, as me and Sarah never really made any effort to be close, but we were cordial.
Okay, cordial.
That was a long sentence.
That was, you didn't take a breath there.
Woo! No commas in that one. I always had a boyfriend. Oh, new layer. Whom I've been dating for a while. I'm still dating to this day.
Okay.
So she really had nothing to worry about. Absolutely.
Right.
Brian became preoccupied with Sarah and stopped hanging out with me whenever I tried to make plans. Every time we did catch up, it was always him complaining about her, saying how controlling she was, etc.
Okay, shit.
So Brian's not happy in his relationship.
Brian's venting to you, yeah.
Even after uni, I tried several times to make plans, but Brian would always make some lame excuses about why he couldn't make it, etc. Mm. He was still dating Sarah. Now okay. The summer, do you think it's Sarah kind of saying what don't hang out with?
Possibly. Susan? If he knows that Sarah feels a type of way about you, maybe he doesn't want to piss her off.
And he's just saying to you like he can't make it, but really it's Susan.
That's
saying,
the reason, yeah. Just created a bit of a barrier between you two, unfortunately, right, by the sounds of things.
Yeah. Now the summer after graduating uni, a pivotal moment. Fuck.
Pivotal, cordial. We've
never had that word on the podcast before. A pivotal moment is when it was Brian's birthday.
Okay. When are we going to get to the wedding? That's what I want to know.
And a mutual friend of ours, Steve, asked me for suggestions for where to plan Brian's birthday, as Sarah was asking. Oh, so Sarah doesn't know where to plan Brian's birthday. Sarah,
her boyfriend of like 4 years.
Right, so she's asking Steve and Steve's asked you.
Right.
That's embarrassing for Sarah. So I gave my recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Now fast forward to his birthday. I did not get an invite. And they even went to the place I suggested.
So oh, obviously, that's cruel.
I was feeling a bit left dejected.
Fucking hell. Someone's been using the thesaurus.
Someone has been using the thesaurus today and I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. Dejected. So is that rejected with a D?
Dejected. Yeah, dejected. So obviously I was feeling a bit left.
Why would dejected. We use dejected instead of rejected?
She
What's
said
the word
left
there?
Dejected.
Okay.
Instead of ejected.
Rejected.
Rejected.
That's a fascinating new word. I'll add that to my vocabulary.
Left dejected. As I thought, surely Brian would have thought to invite me, but perhaps Sarah did not want me there. Probably.
If Sarah's planning it and it's a surprise, yeah she's thought, I'm not inviting
So I took it
her.
As a sign to let them live their lives, so I would not get entangled, as I would never want to stand in the way of someone else's relationship.
So you kind of saw this as the final straw of like, okay, it's clear unfortunately we're not on each other's lives anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you guys to it.
Because clearly something's going on. I'm not a part of this circle anymore. Even though we had been friends for almost 2 decades,
gosh, it's really
it did hurt to let the friendship run its course.
Yeah.
But look, Brian wasn't making any effort. At the end of the day, he's his own man.
Brian should have fought for your friendship.
Yeah, he's his own man. You know, we can't put all the blame on Sarah as much as it is easy to.
No.
But like, Brian's his own man. If he wants to see his friends, he can see his friends. Mm. And
he should have done that. He should have made more of an effort.
Even though we've been friends for almost 2 decades, it did hurt to let the friendship run its course. Brian was no longer being a good friend, whether it was because of Sarah or not. It's just
Amen.
Like what we said. Amen.
Took the words out of our mouth.
From then on, I stopped making an effort, as you should not be choosing people who are not choosing you.
Absolutely. God, why are you writing in? You know what's
and
going on here.
Invest my time and energy into people that actually give a shit about me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Take you my job. It. Gosh, come and sit down on this podcast.
Right. Now. Fast forward almost 6 years
what?
Later.
What?
That was all from 6 years ago.
This happened when I was 15.
Yeah.
No,
babes. You're about
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
17.
God, I'm old.
When she was
17. 18, 19, 21, 22, 23. When I was 16,
yeah,
this happened.
She said, I'm
Fucking
now 27.
Hell.
So this happened when she was 21. Is that the math?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Shit. I was in year 11 when this
So listen,
off.
Fast forward 6 years. I get a text from Brian.
Oh my God, this is a
saying.
Book. Get page tune on the phone.
Me and Sarah are getting married later this summer. And that he would love for his childhood friend to be there.
Wow.
In bold, should I go? Keep in mind, over the years we barely spoke and never hung out since uni. Though we kept it peaceful with each other, happy birthday here and there, okay. That's all. What should I do? Would it be petty not to go? I don't really hold any grudges towards Sarah or Brian as they never really did anything bad to me. Mm. I can't help but feel like they just need people to fill their seats. Brian and Sarah do not have many friends since they've been a pair.
Oh, they've lost a lot of people along the way. Help. That's quite telling.
Would really appreciate your advice.
Wow. I mean,
from Canada, all the way from Canada.
Wow.
Denim, thank you, the Canadians.
What's the Canadian tuxedo? Double denim.
Is it?
Mm.
Maple syrup, frozen maple syrup on the snow.
I would love to go to Canada.
Same.
Really would.
Whistler.
Okay. So God. Wow, I can't believe he's reached out, to be honest.
So, right. So, like you say, you're worried this is just a seat filler invitation. Mm. Oh, we need an extra person. Who can we find? Oh, Susan from years ago. Mm. Oh, yeah, she'll do.
But then also, or, I think when people, I mean, haven't experienced this, but through the grapevine, when people are planning weddings, I think you do get quite sentimental. Yes. And you're thinking back through your life and yes. thinking, oh, who do I want here? You know, you've got a couple seats to fill.
Absolutely.
And it's like, oh, like who do I invite? Like, you who know, do, you invite
who
people.
Who do I value as a person?
Yeah,
I think,
you do go down memory lane yeah. and think about your childhood friends. And I think you do that.
I think you fit the bill. You know, you were
you definitely
you know,
you are eligible for an invitation.
Best friends through childhood, primary school,
secondary school, uni.
You know, you've been through a lot. Mm. And I think, yeah, he's probably thinking, God, this is a big moment. I would actually love
her to
rekindle
there.
A bit of something mm. and have Susan be there, because you know she was there when I first met Sarah.
Right,
you know
it really adds up.
You know, and I think it is probably coming from a loving place. And like, I would think, if that was me, I'd think, oh yeah, I'd invite someone from my childhood.
Yeah, I think really, if you're debating whether to go, I think you don't need to go. Don't feel like you have to go. But also, you know, it could be quite. Do you want to be friends with Brian again? Do you guys want to, do you want that friendship again in your life? Because if you do, then definitely go.
Do you want to properly catch up? Do you want to, you know, have him back in your life? It might be a really lovely time. Maybe Sarah's grown as a person.
Yeah.
Sarah might welcome you with open arms. Oh my God, I know.
Because now they're married.
Exactly.
You know, you're not a threat.
And
come on.
6 years on, so much changes in 6 years.
And like, she will feel much more stable in their relationship. You know, she's not a uni girl anymore. Right.
Exactly. Like, I think a lot of growth happens in 6 years, and I think it's very telling that he wants you to be there. I think it's really flattering.
Yeah.
And it shows that he really valued you as a person back then. Mm. And he probably regrets losing touch with you. Mm. That's how I see it.
Probably thinks, oh, I did fuck up back then.
Yeah.
Maybe this is his olive branch to rekindle.
Yeah. And also the comment about, yeah, that those two as a couple lost a lot of friends. Right. And maybe this is them thinking,
Shit,
like, I really wish I had kept that relationship with Susan. Let me, this is now the perfect time
to reach
to
back
all
out.
Get back together, because it's my wedding day. Mm. Oh my fucking God. And yeah, it feels like this is the perfect time.
Sorry. The so aircon jumpy. Just made Jesse.
So
the aircon
jumpy.
In here sounds like a snake. It's like
so jumpy.
It just spouts out air every now and again.
Very jumpy.
Chintzy is a very jumpy girl.
Oh my God. When we were on holiday, when I was on holiday with Mariana, every time the waiter would come in, Mariana would she did it really bad one time. Like,
what, you or Mariana?
Mariana.
Oh my God.
And I was like, getting embarrassed. Stop it. I'm like, obviously
that's how I
do
feel
it.
Around you.
Obviously I do it. But he just was
incredibly
like,
jumped.
And here's your, he just swooped in, and here's your tiramisu. Mariana. I mean, I get it. It's just when you're not expecting.
I made Chintzy a jump at the rubbish chute not long ago.
Oh my God. That was really scary.
So we've got like a build. We'll get back to the dilemma in a sec. But
that was really
scary. We've got a rubbish chute in our building. It's great. You
that
just
was
took the rubbish
really
down
scary.
It. And Chintzy thought I'd left, because I was like, bye, see you later, I'm going. Forgot my key or something, so I had to go back. And then
I went out and saw the
rubbish chute door open. I thought, I bet she's behind that door shoving her boxes down there.
You were lucky it was me. Could have been
well,
someone
I
else.
Just knew it was. And then I just went behind her. I was like, what do you think you're doing? And she turned, jumped, feet left the ground. Hands came up to her head and screamed. Never seen such fear in someone's face.
Very scary. Jumps, frights are not nice. I don't know what I would do in real panic terror situation. Mm. Be very I think I'd freeze.
I think you might almost act in the opposite way, actually.
What, really be good? Because when we were saying this, I said...
Because chickens cough, we found out.
Yeah. Like...
Chickens can be frightened to death.
If I get scared too much, I think I would die of fear.
Mm. Frightened to death, literally.
Frightened to death. Mm. Because someone's... chickens died after being chased by a dog. They weren't bit by the dog. They were frightened to death. They had a heart attack and died of fear from the dog. But the dog didn't do anything to them. And then it got me thinking, I thought, if I'm ever at a point where I'm frightened to death, I think I would just die on the spot of just pure fear. I do. I do.
Anyway, circle back. It's totally your call. I personally think, as an outsider, it might be quite nice to go to this.
I think you're 27. You know, your 30s are approaching. It's kind of a time to rekindle and nurture some relationships. And in the grand scheme of things,
like, if this is a friend for life, a little six-year gap is nothing. Happens. It's nothing.
Listen, and he might be like, look, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
He might put all the blame on himself because it was his fault.
Yeah, it was his
fault. But like, I really regret not
losing touch,
and I let mine and Sarah's relationship, you know, get in the way of our friendship and how much I value you as a person, and I've missed you for these 6 years. You might say something sweet.
Could be a, I think you should go.
Ask if you can you bring a plus one.
Bring your boyfriend. Yeah, for sure.
Because there's no reason why you and your boyfriend can't be really good friends with Sarah and Brian.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, new couple friends. Sounds nice to me.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right. This is breaking news that we've got here. If anyone was listening last week, it wasn't even last week, it was a couple of weeks ago, my boyfriend tried out for Love Island. Do you remember that?
Oh, no.
We've got an update. Found the audition tapes.
Oh, no. Have we got them on the email?
Yeah, we've got... No. Oh, okay, so listen.
I'd love to have watched the audition. I'm Jeremy.
Cast your mind back.
I'm a single guy.
We basically had a girl who found out that her boyfriend had tried out for Love Island.
What a freak.
And this is the so we've got so I listened to your advice. Absolutely. And I took his phone last night.
Stop it.
Looked through it.
Stop.
And found the audition
Stop
tapes.
Stop it.
Phone calls. Stop it. And even a medical check for him. He got far into this process.
Stop it. He thought he was going into that fucking villa.
But there's a twist. What I didn't expect to find was a reply from him to the Love Island producers telling them to withdraw his application from the running. Okay. He has found the girl he wants to spend the rest of his life with, and applying for this show was a stupid mistake.
So he's realized that you are the one. Is she the girl?
Well, they were together for years, remember?
So why is he saying he's just found...
Yeah, that's obviously a lie.
So obviously he went in saying he was single.
Yeah.
So I still don't trust him. I don't care if you're making this big realization.
So, girls, what do I do? Do I keep with him and never say anything? She's never mentioned it still. She's still carrying this thing.
This has to be a conversation.
Or bring it up with him and dump the boy for the 4 months of anxiety and lack of trust he's put me through. To put more, the situation my best friend has started asking me about hen do and wedding locations.
Are we engaged?
No, but he was saying that he wants to get married now. Do we not remember this?
Of course.
And as we've always said, we would be each other's maid of honour since we were teenagers. Is this him looking at rings and thinking of proposing? so it's all going on because your best mates are mates and blah, 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 blah. I obviously still love the man, so is it wrong for me to go ahead and stay with this boy?
Break up with him.
Really? In the first place.
So to backtrack quickly, these couple were together for years. They're best friends. They did stag do's and hen do's. They were a little foursome, basically. Mm.
The best friends have got married. They've got a child on the way. And on the stag do, it came out that he'd applied for Love Island. And she's now found out because the best friend told her. Because it's two girls or two boys, you know. Bezzy mates.
I think... I don't care if he's just realised now. He's demonstrated a lack of respect, loyalty, love, commitment. It shows that he would throw everything away for a bit of fame and a bit of fun on a reality show.
He did withdraw his application.
Okay, he did withdraw.
Was he going through a patch of cold feet?
Okay, maybe.
A patch of...
Okay, maybe.
You know, a bad place.
Right, okay.
Everyone makes mistakes, Chintz. But we're only human.
Right, okay. But and why to Love Island?
Because he
break up with me. Let me know you're
not here to defend. Right, but it's like, looking at me like I've done
let
this.
Let me know.
I'm offering the debt. I'm being the devil's advocate.
Yeah. You be the devil's advocate. But it's like, let me know how you're feeling. Don't be sneaky and then suddenly realize that you've got a good thing in front of you and then think, oh, well, she's never going to find out anyway. Let me just withdraw. Mm. That's my little dirty secret. No, if we're going to be husband and wife, you tell me everything that goes on. Mm. I think, because do you trust him now? No.
No.
How are you meant to go forward trusting a man you're going to marry? You don't trust him. It's very hard to build up trust. Mm. Every time he goes on your phone, you'll be thinking, are you fucking applying to Love Island? Mm. Do you know what I mean? You're going to have a paranoia for a long time.
I
mean, the thing is,
I do genuinely believe that...
It was a mistake.
It was a mistake. And I'm not defending him. Yep, wait, yep. I just think... I do.
In a blimp.
I do believe that he had a bit of a blip.
Blip.
A bit of... What did you
say? A blimp.
had a bit of a blip.
Yep.
And you know, he saw his best friend was engaged, and he thought, "Shit, is this it or not?" He was at a crossroads.
I just don't know why I went to Love Island.
And I think that the process like of him applying and actually thinking about, oh my god, like imagine actually doing that, and blah blah blah, and then he did think, no, what am I doing? I'm being an idiot. What am I doing here? Mm-hmm. Hold your horses. Mm-hmm. I've got the girl of my dreams in front of me. Midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stop myself. Mm. And he's not, and he wants to get, my god, I'm choking on my saliva. He wants to get married. He wants to spend his life with you. He's not. It's a very tough situation to be in from your perspective, because he did a really fucked up thing which should not be forgiven lightly.
He borderline cheated on you, but I would say
he did. It's not like he didn't get in. He did withdraw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's almost like you're about to cheat, but he didn't.
Right.
It's kind of like we've not physically... Mm. It's a really tough one. I think it's down to the individual about whether you can get over that or not. I think if it was me, I would want to get it out in the open and be like, look, I think you need to hear from him.
Cause
a bit of an explanation and a bit of...
If you're going to move forward from it, you have to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's only going to make it worse if you're sat on this little secret that you know that he's keeping this... He's still keeping a secret from you.
Yeah.
He's still keeping the secret from you. Yeah. It's not like he's come clean.
No.
You know, oh, I need to get this out. Off my chest. You know, he's going to live with this lie forever.
Hoping
you'll never find out. And I think you can't live with knowing that this has happened. Mm-mm. You need to talk about it, see what he says, and see how you feel. Because he's going to be fucking shitting himself if he's made this big realization.
Just be like, look, I found out that you apply for Love Island and be like, I'm not gonna lie, I've been for you, I've seen the audition, I've had 4 months of hell. I've seen your audition tapes, your medical checks, blah, 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 blah. Like, I know what you've done. And then see what he's got to say for himself. And it's up to you about whether you can truly
trust
think, do you know what? We all fuck up. You did fuck up.
People do make mistakes.
But we I'm gonna stay with you because you've done a lot of things right as well. This is just one thing that you've done wrong. Mm-hmm. Or you think, do you know what? This is a huge,
big deal.
Act of misconduct.
Yeah.
And I can't get over it. And I'm not going to tie myself. I'm going to go find someone else. I'm going to be single. I can find someone who's not going to do that to me.
There are boyfriends out there
who don't apply for Love Island.
Who won't be applying for Love Island. Yeah. Okay? Who aren't, you know, you know,
yeah. applying for
going
dating
against
shows.
Their relationship and applying for dating shows. Mm-hmm. There's one thing to go out and cheat, but I think actually a premeditated, I'm going to apply
it's
for Love Island.
Very premeditated.
It, there's a lot more layers. Mm. And, you know, he went through a lot to get to where he did in the application process.
Mm. Yeah.
And he kept it a secret for, got to be a few months.
Yeah.
Before he withdrew and yeah. made his, you know, it's just like, so still you were keeping this lie from me for 2 months.
Whilst that's we were dating,
that's it.
Sleeping together.
That's what it is for me.
Telling
I think,
me you love me.
Right. That's what it is, saying there's a future, you know.
It's a lot of betrayal.
I think that's it for me. Not necessarily the application, yeah. but it's just like the lies for months. Mm. You know, it's like a lie.
I personally don't think I'd be able to get over it.
That's my, I wouldn't.
But this is, you know, your yeah. relationship. This yeah. is your decision to make.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could have a happy life.
I think talk to him first. Don't let it eat you up inside. There's nothing
definitely
worse than keeping
it.
Something in. Fucking hell.
Definitely say it.
You know, at the end of the day, he's the guilty one.
Yeah.
He's the one who's got to do all the talking and all the explaining.
Yeah.
And he's the one who's got to convince you that he loves you and that, you know.
Mm.
But then also, this is your decision. Do you love him anymore?
Mm.
It would probably turn me off.
I would definitely at least take a break.
Yeah, me too. And make him work for what he has now lost.
Mm.
I think he's got a lot of proving to do. Mm. You need to trust him again. It's going to take a lot of work if you're willing to. Or you just go find someone new. You can find a beautiful, sexy man.
Mm. It's a tough one. Really yeah. is your call. But that was just breaking news. I thought we'd all like the update
Jeez.
On that. But back to the girl talk. We took a bit of a detour there. A hot girl summer holiday alone?
I'm here for it. Yeah, okay, I'm here for it.
Hey girls.
Just be careful.
So, a few days ago, I finally broke things off with my boyfriend.
Love it.
I was with him for nearly 2 years and let a lot more slide than I ever should have.
Good girl.
As well as us not wanting the same things in the future, he never gave me the love and attention I deserved and was so unaffectionate and uninterested towards me.
Well done.
A round
Jesus
of applause for that.
Jesus Christ. God, waste of time.
Struggling to clap, I've got
but
a phone
you learnt
in my hand.
A lot. Glad you
and you'll never
got
be in that
there.
Position again.
Exactly. That's the
I
beauty
always
of it.
Felt like I loved and cared for him way more than he did for me, and it became so miserable.
Right.
I continued to make excuses for him, saying that's just how Brian is, but enough was enough.
Enough.
I gave him an ultimatum, said he needed to fix up, but instead he fucked up.
Good.
So long story short, we had a holiday booked and I really don't want to miss out. Do I go on my own? I've always wanted to do a solo trip, but I am a little nervous about it. I don't want to feel awkward or be mm-hmm. anxious while I'm away, you mm-hmm. know, sitting at restaurants mm-hmm. by yourself, sitting at the pool, just overthinking little okay. things, traveling alone.
Yeah.
Makes me anxious, but equally, I deserve to live my best life.
It's a good learning
Should
experience.
Should I do it? Is it safe? Do you have any tips for a solo trip?
Okay. I say go for it.
I think go for it as well.
Just... there's a lot of safety precautions you should
make
take.
Sure you're going somewhere safe.
Yeah. Don't ever tell anybody
where you're staying.
No matter who it is, if you feel like you might trust them, that you are alone on holiday. Don't ever
don't
tell.
Make it known.
If you're at dinner and a waiter's like, oh, are you traveling alone?
No.
My friend's ill. You know,
in
like,
the room.
Don't, because you just never know. That's one of the biggest tips of being alone.
Mm.
I am with someone, just not right now.
Yeah.
I traveled with my best friend or my sister or my mum or my dad even or my boyfriend, but he's just on a work call.
Mm.
So I've had to come out for dinner on my own.
I think if I was going to do a solo trip, I would go somewhere pretty close to home.
Yeah.
Somewhere that I've been before and that I know.
That's what I would do.
I wouldn't fly
somewhere new.
Really far afield somewhere new. I would stay pretty close by.
But then also discovering somewhere new on your own could be good and fun as long as you do your research and know, you know,
what areas to avoid.
Yeah, I would think go for it. Get an air tag on you, you know, that other people can see.
Track yourself.
Share your location with people. Be on the phone to people.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know your whereabouts.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going out and stuff.
I mean, a lovely solo trip could be like a more of an all-inclusive hotel, resort type of vibe.
Yep.
So maybe it's
like
4 days.
If you're a bit anxious of like getting in a taxi on your own and kind of traveling out or somewhere where you can walk everywhere, you know, because
we're not walking late at night.
But not late at night. Because I know like when I go to Sorrento, I don't get in a taxi once.
Right.
I'm in the hotel all day. Then in the evenings.
Walk down to dinner
on the little lovely safe high street. Mm-hmm. It's not even a high street. It's a walk. Busy,
you know, walk, wait, find a lovely little place for dinner, grab an ice cream, walk back to the hotel, literally 2 minutes. Like, that would be fine, mm-hmm. you know, it because if you're a bit anxious, that could be good to test the waters. And then when you gain a bit of confidence in solo traveling, then you can go to the places where you're going to be doing a bit of exploring on your mm-hmm. own when you gain the confidence.
Mm. I think definitely go for it. I've never done it.
I think it's we've never done it, but I think it's the perfect opportunity to. You've got a holiday booked. You broke up with your boyfriend. It's going to be very empowering.
Just
few
be
months
safe.
For you. Just be safe. And in terms Have of fun. Like feeling anxious and feeling like people are looking at you, no one gives a fuck. No, if you're at dinner cares. On your own, literally no one cares.
No one's
going, oh, look at that girl on her. No one's
just, everyone's thinking
people
about
are going,
themselves.
People are going, oh, look, she's super independent and very cool at nice. Dinner on her own.
Yeah.
Every time we see a girl at dinner on her own, we're like, wow, we should do that one day.
Yeah. I want to do that.
Right. Like, they're looking in admiration, absolutely. Not in judgment.
Absolutely.
But yeah, absolutely go for it. It's the perfect opportunity to go for it after you've broken up with your boyfriend. Baby.
Okay, right, next dilemma. Feeling guilty for being in a relationship.
Interesting.
Now, this sounds like a boy talk, but it's a girl talk, so okay. Just trust. So here's my dilemma. So me and my boyfriend have been together for about a year and a half now.
Nice.
And we've been quite on and off.
Okay.
But for the past 4 months, it's been perfect and I genuinely love his company so much.
Nice.
Both my two closest best friends are single and always out clubbing on the weekends, which I usually miss out on because they tend to get with loads of guys on nights out. Nothing wrong with that. Hot girl summers. Uh-huh. But it makes my boyfriend feel very uncomfortable about me going.
So you're not going on the nights out because your boyfriend's uncomfortable with
right.
the boy attention.
And they don't seem to understand this.
Right.
I've tried to explain, but feel bad for being boring.
What's not boring?
One of my friends has also been sending me quotes about living your life whilst you're young, etc. And right. I can't help but feel guilty for being in a relationship.
Right.
I'm 21, by the way.
Right.
The thought of leaving my boyfriend makes me feel devastated. But am I truly wasting my young hot girl years? Should I be living my best life? Can you still have a boyfriend without being considered boring? Of course right. you can. I've been a fan since the early days and you really deserve... Oh, that's...
Oh. Listen, having boyfriends in your 20s is a part of living your 20s. It truly is.
It's under the same category.
You know, this is the time to date and have relationships mm-hmm. and explore mm-hmm. and make
Find
mistakes.
Out who you like, who you don't
right,
like.
Right, and learn things. So I think your friends are being very unfair to make you feel so bad.
Like, don't get me wrong, it really is the best when you're all single.
100%.
And like when everyone's single together, 100%. That is a great time for a girl group.
So we can
and
relate
yeah,
to
like,
them wanting that for all of you. But
yeah, I see where they're coming from. Like, oh my God, imagine if you were single. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
But like, you can still, I don't see why you can't still go out and have, like, having fun. Is that defined by kissing boys? Like,
no,
getting sleeping with boys? Like,
I think
you can still go out and dance and sing and like,
so you're
get drunk with your friends.
Your boyfriend is uncomfortable. Right, well, you're going to have to compromise because you need to stay friends with...
You do need to still have fun with your
yeah,
friends.
And you need
doesn't
to go
mean
out.
You go out and get with loads of guys.
Exactly. You can go out and be the single... and be the one in the relationship. That's
yeah.
fine. And they can be getting with boys and that's fine.
Yeah.
Just let your boyfriend know, look, I'm going to go out with Susan and Sarah.
Mm.
Don't worry. Yes, they're probably going to... might get some guy attention, but I'm with you.
Right.
So, like...
We're in a relationship.
Just relax. I know you've said it makes you feel uncomfortable and I respect that, but... Like, I'm not going out.
Yeah.
And my friends are going out and I want to go out.
Yeah.
And that's it. And like, you can still go out and have fun.
And I think like, you've got to think about if your friends are being, I feel like your friends are kind of like wanting you to end
yeah, and I
your
don't,
relationship.
I don't like that. Unless there's a, you know, unless he's cheating on you or they've got a reason, you know, or
other
like,
than
he's
they just
nasty,
want you to be single.
Yeah. Then I think they don't really have a leg to stand on. Look, we get their point.
Because you've also got to think, okay, so let's say if you think, yeah, fuck it, let me break up with my boyfriend.
Right.
I'm going to go and be crazy and blah, blah, blah. And then this time next month.
Yeah, Susan meets someone.
Susan
goes, snogs a guy on a night out, goes on a date the next day, literally falls in love with him.
Yeah.
And now she's in it, like it happens
right.
so quick. And then you'll be like, right, so Susan,
like it's
what was
just
that
a part of
about?
Life. Exactly. It's just a part of life.
It's just
where, like,
bad it, timing as well.
Yeah, like, you know, it's rare if you're all going to be single at the same time or you're all going to be, there might
come a point where you're the only single one,
right,
and they're all in relationships, right, and then what? They're not going to be,
and
like,
that's just how the 20s work.
Yeah,
like, you can't,
it's just how it is.
You can't force people to be single when they're in a happy relationship, mm, just because you're single.
Yeah,
it is a bit
even
selfish.
Though when you're the single one, you want them to be,
right,
single.
I think it's like, listen, if your relationship runs its course, it runs its course. But,
yeah,
like, they can't be, you know,
making you end it prematurely,
sending you quotes and shit. Mm. Like, the thing is, I think the resolution here is you've got to go out with them on the weekends.
Yeah, be social with them.
So just
don't
have,
miss out,
right,
because you're in a relationship.
Exactly. You
There's
can
no
go
need
out,
for that.
So you need to talk to your boyfriend and be like, look, I'm not going to cheat on you, mm, just because they're snogging boys. I'm not snogging boys, mm, and that's that. And relax.
Yeah.
That's it.
Easily
right,
solved.
Right, easily solved.
But you shouldn't feel like you're missing
but
out.
But maybe tell, like, your friends, just be like, oi, stop with all this single shit.
Yeah.
I'm with Brian for probably, you know, well, as it stands,
I'm happy
forever
at the moment.
Right. So until that changes, shut up.
Mm.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. Sending me quotes and shit.
To live your best life.
But I'm only 21.
They probably can
they're
see
meet someone
that
soon.
You've had an on-off relationship,
right,
and they're thinking like, oh, just fuck it off. Yeah. They're in that hot girl 100%. Summer phase. You can't blame them. We've all 100%. Been there.
But if you're genuinely happy, just trust that. Look, let them do their single stuff. They're going to have so much fun. You can have fun with them. Okay, so I am 21 and my sister is 25. Okay, so the subject is sister/boyfriend situation.
This is an interesting one.
So,
I've read this.
I'm 21 and my sister is 25. That's like me and Lydia, kind of.
Yeah, that's you two.
Presumably 25.
But this is Lydia's perspective.
And Lydia's 21. So I met my boyfriend Brian in September 21 and instantly liked him. So when was that?
So we're now July 22.
So it's almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
We hit it off straight away and here we are. We're still very happy. Some would say still in the honeymoon phase.
Ooh.
There's no issues with our relationship and we get on like best friends too. It's my first committed serious relationship. Everyone loves him. He fits right in.
Great.
However, I have an older sister. Oh God, so this is like me. I'm the older sister.
You're the older sister.
Who I've always done everything with. Holidays, trips away, etc. She never warmed to my boyfriend and she's very protective. And I often sense a lot of jealousy when he comes over or when I say we have plans.
Mm.
Interesting, so I'm getting a bit jealous. I'm thinking, no, I don't want you to have a boyfriend.
Mm.
She's never had a happy, successful relationship and loves to travel, which we have done so much together. We've always both been single. Since meeting my boyfriend, I've got a new job with much less annual leave, meaning I cannot go away as much as I did before. Mm. Not to mention the fact I want to travel now with my boyfriend.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, I see this dynamic.
You're having a shift
in
the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
No. It did not go down too well when I told her I couldn't go on holiday as I used all my annual leave and wanted to save the rest to go away with Brian. She's taken this very personal and now hates him even more. Oof.
Ooh.
God, very bitter I am, aren't I?
Ouch.
How do I solve this? And am I in the wrong for not putting my sister first? I feel as though next year she will have a huge shock when I tell her I can only fit her in for a week's holiday rather than multiple across the year due to my amount of leave and meeting a new partner. My mum also thinks I'm selfish for not putting my older sister first. Oh, hang on. All the time, as she's been in my life longer. Yet I know if she had a partner, she'd be the same with me. Please help. Oh, God. This is family politics at this point.
This is family politics.
Because the mother's getting involved. And when Angie gets involved, it gets messy.
So you sisters, I'm imagining, have been very close the whole all your time
and,
growing
and you've
up
both been single
and you've done a lot together. You're best mates, it sounds like.
So
like
you
are each other's best friend.
You do all your traveling with your sister. It's like
socializing with your
right
sister,
and it's not even a question. It's like, we're going on multiple holidays, it's just
yeah
what we do.
She's
I'm
like
25,
your best mate.
You're 21.
Mm.
We are the best friends. We've never had a boyfriend. We're kind of been unlucky.
It's
in love
too, right? And
now,
then
Brian's
you
the
found
picture
someone.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels slightly replaced. Because your time now is spread more thin.
Exactly.
The free time that you right had, you want to see your boyfriend. Right. You've got every right. Of course you do.
On top of it, you've got a new job. You're busier.
Yeah.
Got less annual leaves, less holidays. So now you've got maybe two holidays a year. And you're thinking, right. So well, I've got to go on one with my boyfriend. Just
right
leaving one else for.
Mm. When she's used to, you've obviously been very lucky in life.
Yeah.
And we've had several trips along the year.
Yeah. Right, like your adults. Also, like, if this was a situation where it was Lydia, my sister who was feeling
you've got sisters
who was feeling frustrated with me if I was being a bit stubborn and a bit because I think if I was acting this way, I think I'd be a bit it seems like she's being a bit selfish and a bit not understanding and just being a bit unfair and then complaining to your mum, which is something I would do too, but it's kind of like it's unfair. And if you actually think of it, like she needs to have a conversation with you and be like, look, this is my first boyfriend. Brian's in my life.
I'm happy.
I love him. I don't like, I understand you've not warmed to him yet, but this is my first relationship. Mm. You've got to let me do what I've got to do. I want to travel with a partner, you know?
You would too.
You would too.
Come on.
You know, and I would support you if you had a boyfriend, regardless of the situation.
And when you do,
I will support and it's going to be great for you. Mm. But right now, I'm going to go on a week holiday with fucking Brian. And
chill out.
Chill out. And that's what Lydia would have to say to me.
Mm.
And then I'd be pissed off. You'd be mardy for a bit. Then you get over it.
She's just probably feeling a bit like...
She's just... disappointed.
I think she's probably is happy for you, but I think she's just it's like the similar situation as the one before. It's like, for fuck's sake, why can't we all be single together?
Yeah,
it's the same kind of vibes. It's just like you want to be in this exactly the same place and like point in life as your friends and the people around you, but sometimes like it just doesn't work like that.
I get it when you could then complaining to your mum, you know, you're getting all your points across, mum can relate. Mm. She's thinking, oh, I want my, you know, daughters
to
be
going away.
Yeah.
Do you want a boy to come between them?
Yeah, and I get it. And it's just like, we've all been there, done that. And it's just life. Like you're 21 and this is your first boyfriend.
Can't hate on a girl who's in love.
Right. Like...
And I also think you're being quite fair. Like, just make sure that you are making plans with your sister still, which I'm sure you are. Like, don't, you know, ignore her texts and take ages to reply. Like, still make an effort with the girl. Like, of course you would.
The thing is, like, I remember years ago when Lydia had boyfriends when we were super young and we'd never had a boyfriend. And it was just like... You know, you'd feel a bit, oh, Lydia's with her boyfriend. You know, you'd feel like, a bit like, oh, Lydia's not here tonight because she's with a boyfriend when I was only 18 and she was fucking 16.
Right.
But it's just
the same as a friend. Like when your friend gets a boyfriend, it's like, oh, it's, like, she can't do that on Saturday because she's with a boyfriend.
Right, like there's nothing you can do. I know. And I just think it's a part of, like, it's just a part of you being in your 20s.
It's part of growing up.
And listen, boyfriends come and go. We know
there will
that.
Come a time again, I'm sure, where you're both single and you're back.
I mean,
to where
we
you
never
were.
Know. You might marry this guy, but just as it stands, we always say just boyfriends come and go. Just remind her that. Just be like, listen, boyfriends come and go.
Yeah.
All right. Don't panic yet. Mm. We're gonna have plenty. Think we're only in our 20s.
Got a lot of life.
I'm gonna
to
be
live
with
together.
You till I fucking die, you freak.
We're blood.
We're blood. You're not going anywhere, and I'm not going anywhere. So unless I die. We've still got loads of holidays to come.
Why can't you? I feel like if you got her, if they could get along, your sister and your boyfriend, that would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Because there seems to be some sort of like resentment. And I kind of feel like you can't hang out with them at both. Because you could hang out with them both at the same time.
You can go for nice
cinema,
lunches.
Dinner, whatever. Like hang out, watch a film together at the house. Like, I feel like because the sister's being quite like resistant to the boyfriend, that's causing even more of a barrier here and making it a bit more difficult for you.
I think because it's the first boy who's entered your life that's serious.
There's a bit of jealousy there.
Yeah, it's like a bit of, you know, she's not sure about him. It's just protective.
Just protective.
I get it. So just give her some time.
Try and get them to bond.
Treat her with kindness. And I know it's very easy to, you know, lash out at your sister and like have a bit of a screaming match, you know, but like try and be super loving and kind towards her and she'll come around because she loves you and she's happy for you. But just, you've got to do what you've got to do. And like, as long as you're putting your sister, you know, first, I suppose, as long as you're still making time for her.
Yeah, as long as you're still making
time. Boyfriends come and go.
It is what it is.
Like, it's just like people get boyfriends and you might not like them, whatever. Nothing you can do. Unless they're like actively cheating
or
treating you nastily
or...
and you can't see it. God, you just got to let
the boyfriend. Support from the sidelines.
You just got to let the boyfriend come in and that's it. There's nothing you can do.
We'll laugh one day. You'll be like, God, man, when you had that boyfriend and I was really jealous.
It just is what it is, man.
These things seem so huge when they're happening. And then I think you can look back in as little as like 3 years, 5 years. Right. And it's like, God,
think
remember
between
that?
Between me, you and Lydia, Think how many men we've seen come and go.
Right.
Let's count. Loads.
Loads. And we're still pretty young.
Honestly, loads. And we've not even hit 25 yet.
Right.
So it's just a matter of life.
Just how it goes sometimes.
Just how it goes. Baby.
All right, guys. So thank you very much for listening. We're going to wrap the episode up here.
We are indeed.
Should we find a quote?
Yes, please.
Why have we not been doing our quotes? We were so religious with our quotes.
I know. I think we just lost our filtration of quotes.
Oh, this is
cute. Right, here she goes.
This is actually an Albert Einstein quote.
Go on.
But it's actually quite nice.
Oh my God, listen to this. I'm sorry. I'm not as good as her. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh my God. What depressing part of Pinterest are you on? I found a really cute quote from Albert. Right. Cute is probably not the word, but from Albert Einstein. Intelligent quote, I should say. Okay. Life is like riding a bike. To keep your balance, you must keep moving.
Oh, that's nice.
So we just got to keep moving, guys, no matter what life throws at us. All right?
That's a nice one.
So, guys, we'll be back same place, same time next week, next Wednesday. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes. And we're going on tour. Don't forget to get your tour tickets. They're almost all gone, to be honest.
To be quick.
There's only Dribblers and Travellers left. And we've got a book. You've got to go pre-order the book.
You've got a lot to do, guys. And all right? A lot of admin.
You've got to go follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, you have. At The Girls Bathroom.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.